In this bulletin, the US president makes his first public comments about the American military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Victorian officials to outline the state's plan out of lockdown. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios crashes out of the US Open. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. The President of the United States has defended his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, ending the 20-year war. In his first public remarks since the exit of American troops, Joe Biden has said he was faced with a choice of leaving Afghanistan or escalating the conflict. He's thanked American servicemen and women for their efforts bringing people to safety, calling the evacuation of 120,000 Americans, allies and Afghans an extraordinary success.
That number is more than double what most experts thought were possible. No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today.
European Union Justice and Home Affairs ministers have met to discuss the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan and how Europe will deal with the flow of refugees and migrants. The 27-nation bloc is looking for ways to prevent a repeat of a 2015 refugee crisis fueled by Syria's civil war. The European Commissioner for Human Affairs, Ylva Johansson, says the EU is likely to provide funding to house refugees in countries bordering Afghanistan to prevent them leaving for Europe.
This is the best way to avoid a migration crisis, is to avoid a humanitarian crisis. So we need to prevent people from going on smuggling routes towards the European Union by working with people in Afghanistan, in the neighboring country, but also be clear that we need to prevent people from going on that route. It's mainly men who go on the irregular routes with smugglers to Europe. Instead, we need to give protection to the most vulnerable ones, women and girls, and other activists.
Victorian authorities will release a plan out of lockdown later today, including coronavirus case targets that must be met before restrictions are eased. It comes despite the state recording two COVID-19 deaths, its first in nearly a year. The two women were in their 60s and 40s. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the community needs to stay vigilant.
Wherever you live in Victoria, the consequence of letting your guard down, even for a short period of time, is really significant. It could mean the difference between you containing it to yourself and nobody else, or introducing it to those you love, your extended family, your friends. Taking it to a parent who lives in another household could be an absolute tragedy. The extent to which we can keep our guard up all of the time is the extent to which we can end these restrictions at the earliest possible time.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the European Union has reached its goal of vaccinating 70% of European adults against COVID-19. The aim was to achieve this figure by the end of summer and now means more than 250 million people in the bloc are vaccinated. Ms. von der Leyen says it's a great achievement and has urged others to follow.
But the pandemic is not over, and we must remain vigilant. So first of all, we need many more Europeans to vaccinate rapidly to avoid a new wave of infections and to stop the emergence of new variants. We need to help the rest of the world vaccinate too. The European Union is already doing a lot. We are exporting and we are donating vaccines to our partners. And we are lead contributor to COVAX.
To sport, Nick Kyrgios is out of the US Open after losing to Spanish tennis player Roberto Bautista Agut. Kyrgios struggled to adjust to New York's humidity and the tournament's strict new COVID protocols. He criticised the lack of mask wearing in his courtside box, saying that his girlfriend and manager were the only two wearing them. But his biggest complaint was having to walk back and forth to the corners of the court to use towels, resulting in time violations. And now for today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible late storm 19. Adelaide, sunny 26. Melbourne, similar conditions 23. Hobart, sunny 18. Canberra, sunny 22. Wollongong, sunny 24. Sydney, similar conditions 24. Newcastle, sunny 25. Brisbane, sunny 27. Cairns, showers 28. And Darwin, sunny 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.